A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. The price of iron ore has taken another tumble, with China's bid to dampen down its steel production and reduce its carbon footprint ramping up in the past week. Since peaking in May at around $230 a tonne, the price has now more than halved to be only just clinging on above $100 a tonne. Rex has joined rivals Qantas and Virgin Australia in installing a mandate for all frontline crew and customer-facing staff to be fully vaccinated. The airline has set a more aggressive deadline than its peers, requiring double vaccinations for affected workers to be completed by November 1. Transurban is heading up a group that's just paid $11.1 billion to buy the remaining 49% stake in WestConnex. The deal is a coup for the New South Wales government, which has now reaped more than $20 billion in total from the sale of Australia's biggest infrastructure project, the 33-kilometre Sydney Motorway. And taking a look at the markets, things are just going from bad to worse for Aussie investors today, with the market down by around 2% by lunchtime. Unsurprisingly, given iron ore's woes, our major miners are bearing the brunt of the pain, with Fortescue, BlueScope and Pilbara all shedding more than 6% in morning trade. In the US, global growth fears weighed heavily on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ on Friday, leading to another down day and another week where major indices closed lower. The Australian dollar slumped over the weekend. It's now buying 72.31 US cents, 79 Japanese yen, and 1.029 New Zealand dollars. And that's your finance fix for Monday, September 20, 2021. I'm Gemma Acton.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.